In the morning, I bought 3 tickets for the bus to Burguete. It was scheduled to leave at 2 o'clock. There was nothing earlier. I was sitting over at the Iruña, reading the papers, when I saw Robert Cohn coming across the square. He came up to the table and sat down in one of the wicker chairs. "This is a comfortable café," he said. "Did you have a good night, Jake?" I slept like a log. I didn't sleep very well. Bill and I were out late, too. "Where were you?" "Here. And after it shut, we went over to that other café. The old man there speaks German and English." "The Café Suito?" "That's it. He seems like a nice old fellow. I think it's a better café than this one." "It's not so good in the daytime," I said. "Too hot. By the way, I got the bus tickets." "I'm not going up today. You and Bill go on ahead."
"I've got your ticket."
"Give it to me. I'll get the money back." "It's 5 pesetas. Robert Cohn took out a silver 5 peseta piece and gave it to me. "I ought to stay," he said. "You see, I'm afraid there's some sort of misunderstanding." "Why?" I said. "They may not come here for 3 or 4 days now if they start on parties at San Sebastian." "That's just it," said Robert. "I'm afraid they expected to meet me at San Sebastian, and that's why they stopped over."
"What makes you think that?"
"Well, I wrote, suggesting it to Brett." "Why in hell didn't you stay there and meet them then?" I started to say, but I stopped. I thought that the idea would come to him by itself, but I do not believe it ever did. He was being confidential now, and it was giving him pleasure to be able to talk with the understanding that I knew there was something between him and Brett.
"Well, Bill and I will go up right after lunch," I said.
"I wish I could go. We've been looking forward to this fishing all winter." He was being sentimental about it. "But I ought to stay. I really ought. As soon as they come, I'll bring them right up."
"Let's find Bill."
"I want to go over to the barber shop."
"See you at lunch."